Ви з SBS українською. Знайдіть більше чудових історій на sbs.com.au/ukrainian.
The Holodomor was a famine in Soviet Ukraine in 1932 and 1933 that killed millions of Ukrainians. During the Holodomor, millions of inhabitants of Ukraine, the majority of whom were ethnic Ukrainians, died of starvation in a peacetime catastrophe unprecedented in the history of Ukraine. Since 2006, Ukraine has officially observed a Holodomor Memorial Day on the fourth Saturday of November. A couple source, both those that have been published and those that are still stored in the archives of Ukraine, Russia and several European countries contain unassailable evidence pointing to the artificial nature of the origin of the famine in Ukraine. The principal causes of the Holodomor were the all-out collectivization of peasant households, the anti-human and fiscal policy of looting or dekulakizing the Ukrainian peasants, total grain deliveries carried out according to the so-called principle of food apportionment by repressive means, the deliberate and continuous confiscation of food as the peasant means of survival, and mass repression against the adult male population in Ukraine's rural areas. The famine began in late fall 1931. In 1932 and 1933, the Holodomor encompassed practically all villages of the Ukraine USSR, including 10 rayons of the Moldavian Republic, which was then part of Ukraine. The terror by famine lasted for 22 months, and its catastrophic consequences continued to be felt even in 1934, when collective farm members were dying of tifus and gastrointestinal poison, disease caused by prolonged physical weakness. Starvation was accompanied by psychological disturbances, which were manifested in mass incidents of cannibalism, necrophagy, the use of food made from human meat and carrion, as attested by archival documents whose reliability cannot be questioned. We will tell you some stories about the Holodomor from the book Genocide in Ukraine, written by Peter Kardash and issued in Melbourne in 2006. Teacher of Ukrainian language and literature at Polohi Public School in Poltava region, member of the Union of Journalists of Ukraine, Mikhailo Popelnyuk.
The largest number of people in Polohi died in early spring 1833. Particularly hard times came when the crops of rye, wheat and oats began to ripen. People tore off the ripe ears, crushed the grain and boiled gruel. After eating this, they would die in terrible torments. There was absolutely no medical assistance. No one even visited doctors, as hospitals were helpless in the face of this calamity. When spring arrived, the people had to get ready for field work. On the collective farm, they began cooking meals for those who came to work. For lunch, they gave each person a tiny piece of bread, which helped save them from death. But those who were no longer able to work were doomed. The collective farm's grain fields were carefully guarded. Special towers were built on which mostly adolescents stood guard. If a guard noticed anything suspicious, he would raise the alarm and summon patrollers, who would instantly set out in pursuit. We appetites, those who were trying to cut some ears of grain that they would dry and grind in hand mills, which incidentally were strictly forbidden. In the case of Odarka Dulska, she had cut some ears of rye that she had planted in her garden at home. Someone spotted it and denounced her to the village Soviet. The militia came and took the unfortunate woman to the city of Okhtyrka, where she was sentenced to 2 years imprisonment. In the meantime, four members of her family starved to death, including two children. There was a special law that the peasants called the Law of 5 Ears of Grain. The Bolsheviks were quick to react and mete out punishment. Sometimes a person would be caught during the night, and by morning a sentence would have been handed down. 8 to 10 years imprisonment in camps, confiscation of property and loss of rights.
Семен Чередниченко, the author of the following accounts, was born in the town of Бобровица, located 78 kilometers east of Kyiv.
In 1833, I was only 10 years old, and I only know what took place on our street called Dvirnya. When I was going to school in the winter of 1832-1833, many school children were already swollen from starvation. In 1833, the collective farmers were not issued a single gram of food for completed workdays. On top of it, brigades of tisachniks were going from house to house, searching for the hidden grain with iron prods. If 5 or 10 kilos of grain were found, the head of the household would be tried and sent to the concentration camp. Among the neighbors who died on our streets were Semen Makarenko, Pilip Makarenko, Ivan Drobiazko and Leonid Drobiazko and his wife. The husband of one of our neighbors starved to death. Realizing that her children were also going to starve to death, the widow brought her 3 children to the city of Nizhyn and abandoned them on the street so they would be taken to a children's shelter. Afterwards, the woman cried all the time and searched for her children, but she never found them. Approximately 300 people starved to death in Bobrovica and were buried 30-50 at the time in common graves. I remember all this myself, or my father told me.
Чередниченко said that in early 1933 he ended up in the Crimea while hiding as a decolonized peasant without documents in the northern steppe part of the Crimea, for the most part settled by Ukrainians. The villages were just as devastated as in Ukraine. The author frequently encountered people swollen from starvation edema. Later, the author went to the Crimean city Sevastopol, where he was shocked by the high food prices and the huge lines of people waiting to buy bread.
From Sevastopol, I moved to the city of Yalta, where I worked as carpenter fixing doors and floors. I traveled around from place to place. Finally, I got a job rebuilding the Yalta Coastal Railway Station, where I was issued 500 grams of bread a day and some dried fish. The Crimean Tatars were also swollen from starvation, and also there was no mass mortality among them. I often saw the swollen corpses of Tatar peasants. I'm only recording what I saw, because even in those days and subsequently, I avoided conversation with people so that I would not be questioned and denounced to the authorities.
The Ukrainian parliament first recognized the Holodomor as a genocide in 2003 and criminalized both Holodomor Daniel and Holocaust Daniel in 2006. In 2010, the Kyiv Court of Appeal ruled that the Holodomor was an act of genocide and held the leaders of the USSR responsible. This story was prepared by Natalia Patrikieva, Kyiv, Ukraine.
Подобається? Поділіться, прокоментуйте. Слідкуйте за SBS українською на Facebook.